Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast, Life Behind the Plate. My name is John, and I am the Vice President of the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association based out of Vancouver, Washington. Now, this podcast is for anyone who loves the game of baseball. Doesn't matter if you're a coach, if you're a fan, if you're an umpire that's worked one game, or maybe an umpire that worked 100 games. The point of this podcast is to help you learn the craft of umpiring baseball. I can tell you, as I started when I was 12 years old, umpiring baseball for the Junior Baseball of Oregon, to be a great umpire takes time. It takes resources. It takes a willingness to learn. And when I was 12, I would go to the library looking for books about how to become a better umpire. I would look online, which was incredibly slow and incredibly tedious, and there's not a lot of resources for people who want to become better umpires. And so I've decided to share my knowledge of almost 30 years of sports officiating. I want to help you become the umpire that you want to be. I want to give you some tricks and some tips about how to reach the level of baseball that you want to reach. So I am so glad you are here. Because today we are talking about how to have a great preseason. Like I said earlier, great umpires don't just show up to a game that they get assigned and work the game. They take time, they take some effort and energy to invest in their craft. And so here are four tips that I have for you to make a great preseason so that you can have a great regular season. The first suggestion is to make sure that you check your gear. There is absolutely nothing worse than going into a baseball season with your gear that's just not ready to go. And I'm telling you to do it now here in the beginning of January, because most of us will start umpiring scrimmages towards the end of February, early March, which is only a month or two away. So make sure you take some time. Go through all your gear. Go through your face mask, your pants, your t-shirts. Make sure you have everything you need. What I like to do at the end of every season is I bring in my bucket of umpiring gear. I go through each piece of equipment. I make sure that everything is still safe, that there's no cracks, that my equipment is at the level that I need it to be. I go and I completely clean it all. I take all my jerseys and uniforms and pants. I throw them in the washer. I fold them up nice and neat. And I put them up in a box in our garage. Unlike other sports that I work, baseball gear takes quite a bit of space. And so at the end of the season, which for me is normally the middle of August, clean all my gear. Check it for any cracks. Check it for any safety issues. Wash all my clothing and I put it up. Now, this year, I realized that I needed new plate shoes. My plate shoes were in awful conditions. I also needed a new light blue and a new black jersey. And so for this Christmas, I asked Santa and my family to get me some new gear, which I was very lucky that they did. They went out for some Christmas gifts and got me that gear. There is nothing worse than showing up to a game, not having what you need, or showing up to a game where your partner has obviously not checked their gear, their shirts are wrinkled, they smell awful. And you might be saying, John, no one smells bad in my association. And if you say that, then I can tell you that you are the stinky person. So we can easily build credibility and professionalism with our fans, with the players, with the coaches, if we show up to the games with our gear looking pristine. Again, it doesn't matter if you've worked one baseball game, no baseball games, or 100 baseball games, we all start on the same level with our gear. So if you have your gear in great shape, you're going to look good, you're going to be ready to go, and again, we can build credibility with ourselves as umpires. The second thing that you need to do to make sure you have a great regular season is check your schedule. Little fun fact, birthdays happen on the same day each year. Anniversaries happen on the same day each year. If you know that your child or your wife or your partner or your husband has a birthday and you can't work that game, make sure you let your signer know. Now, most of us in 2025 use an online assigning tool, whether it be Arbiter or RefTown or whatever it might be. Most of us can go online, block certain days, so we don't get games assigned. And let me tell you what, doing this builds credibility with your assigner, with your crew. There's nothing worse for me than getting assigned a game that I know that I'm not going to be able to work and having to call Mark and say, "Hey, Mark, I forgot to block out my son's birthday." Or, "Hey, Mark, I forgot my anniversary." You know, also, it is very challenging to be the partner of someone who has to drop a game the day of. Or, you know, you look on your schedule and you have a two-person game. Next thing you know, someone can't work the game because, well, they forgot their anniversary. It's not that hard. It doesn't take that amount of much time. Make sure you go through your schedule. Look, do I have any family vacations coming up? Are we going anywhere for our children's spring break? Block those days. Block those days. It just sets you up to be successful. The first two things, as we've talked about, are things that you can easily control. You can control how your gear looks. You can control your schedule. Great umpires control what they can control. And those are two things that you can. So check your gear. Also check your schedule. Put in your blocks. And also be willing and, you know, think about how many games, how many nights a week are you willing to work? My wife and I have a deal because I work so many other sports. Monday through Friday, I'm open to working games. But Saturday and Sunday, unless it's a major baseball tournament, I have to block those days. And it's a fair trade. You know, we still need family time. You know, last year, I worked 101 high school baseball games. I won the Ironman Award for my association. And it was hard on my family. It was hard on my children. It was hard on my wife. And so we kind of had to have a little conversation about, all right, how many games are you willing to work? Do you want to work? Because by you saying yes to a game, you're going to have to say no to something else. So understanding where your boundaries are, how many nights you're willing to work, maybe Tuesday night or Wednesday night you have church, make sure you block those. Just take a couple moments. Think about how many games you want to work. Think about major holidays or birthdays that are coming up and put it in your schedule. Because again, there's nothing worse for your partners, for your assigner, for you to get assigned all these games and you got to turn back 35% of them because you didn't go through your schedule. You didn't think about it. So, you know, right now I'm already putting in blocks for the upcoming baseball season. I want to say that I'm blocked. I have some blocks all the way through March and April, but don't quote me on that. The third thing you can do to have a great season is to reflect on your growth areas. You know, at the end of every season, I'm always thinking about, all right, what were the things I did really well this year? I think about the games, the scenarios that I was really proud of, a tough call that I made that, you know, I believe I got right, a tough rule interpretation. And I think about the games that I did really well, and I ask myself, what did I do to put myself in that position to be successful? Did I focus on my rotation? Did I go out from the position A into right field to watch a catch that may or may not happen? I also think about the games that I feel that I was off, that my strike zone wasn't consistent, and I think about how can I improve. Now, anyone who's worked a game with me, and hopefully some of you who are listening to this podcast have, know that I have a very low strike zone. The bottom of my zone is very low, and some days it feels like you need some golf clubs to hit my low zone. I have asked for feedback from my fellow umpires, but during this offseason, I'm kind of going through kind of a mental checklist of, all right, why am I letting those pitches sneak so low? Am I not in the proper position behind home plate? Is my head too high? Is it not turned enough to see in the slot? Also, I'm thinking, all right, what other cues than just the pitch? And I know we don't judge pitches necessarily on how or where the catcher catches the ball, but there's little things that catchers do that can help provide additional information. If somehow the catcher catches the ball, but his glove hits the turf, it's probably a little low. Or if the catcher's having to turn his glove so that the webbing is down on the ground to snag that pitch is probably low. And so I'm kind of going through this mental reflection. I'm asking individuals, and I would encourage you, if you have someone you trust that's worked with you a lot, ask them for feedback. Hey, you know, can you give me three strengths? What are three things I do incredibly well? Also, what are three things that I need to improve on? Again, getting feedback is not just about getting the ways that you screwed up or things you did wrong. We need to know what we're really strong on. We need to know our strong points. You know, one thing I focused on last year was when I was in the A position with no runners on, I'm the base umpire, to go out to the outfield on those catches that are questionable, the diving catches, to know, to watch the players, to watch what's happening, to know when the appropriate time is to start that rotation so that the plate umpire picks up the runner. That was one thing I worked on. I think I got better on. I think it's always a tough play, but there are certain things that I looked at. I'm like, yep, that's one I needed to go out on. That one was more of a routine hit. I don't really need to go out on that. So again, take some time, think about what you did well last year, think about things you want to improve on, and then think about how you can improve on it. Maybe that's asking for feedback. Maybe that's going into scrimmages. I'm saying, hey, I need to be behind the dish for a little bit. I want to work on my zone. Maybe it's looking for opportunities to get behind home plate. I know we have a couple high schools here that will invite us out to their batting practice that will have their pitchers throw some BP, and we kind of get a look at the strike zone there. And the last thing, I know not many of us do it, but taking a couple moments, maybe twice a week, once a week, get into the rule book. The rule book is the best way to get out of tough situations. Giving coaches explanations of close plays with a rule-based explanation, clear and concise rule-based explanation, is the easiest way to bring down situations, to bring down the intensity. When a coach comes out on a close play and you're like, well, I think I saw this, and yeah, the runner slid in, yada, 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 that doesn't help anyone. That just creates more confusion. But if you can give a clear, concise, rules-based answer, if you can understand the difference between interference and obstruction, if you can look at batter's interference, that was a big call I had last year, where batters on a pitch would start stepping back as a runner was going from second to third into the catcher's throwing lane, and interfered with the catcher's ability to make a play at third base. Well, when that happened the first couple of times, I was like, oh, well, the batter, this, blah, blah. And it was just a jumbled mess. So being able to give coaches a rule-based explanation is key. And so once I was able to do that, say, hey, coach, your batter stepped and interfered with the catcher's ability to make a play at third base. That's why he's out. That's why the runner's going back to second. It just makes the game go so much smoother. So take a couple minutes. I know it's not the most invigorating reading to do, but find 1 to 2 times a week, open up your rule book, go after definitions, look at your case book. The case book is a great place to go. Get those scenarios on those questionable rules on box. Going through them, understanding the vocabulary will make your season go so much smoother. And also remember that we have to take tests. I know here in Washington State, we have federation tests that we have to pass so that we can go umpire baseball. And again, great umpires don't just show up. They take the time, they do the rules test. They look for different ways that they can become more familiar with the rules. And they start doing it now because the season is going to be on us very, very quickly. So let's go over the four things that you can do to make sure you have a great season. Number one, check your gear. Don't be the stinky guy in your association. Make sure your gear is ready to go. Make sure your indicator's ready to go. Your bags are ready to go. There's nothing worse than showing up for a game and not having what you need. Number two, check your schedule. Make sure that you have the appropriate blocks. Block out the days that you cannot work. Help your signer out. Help your colleagues out. Just make sure that your schedule is ready to go, because I know here in Washington State, we have a lot of baseball that needs to be covered. And again, there's nothing worse than having to turn back a game because you forgot about your wedding anniversary. The third thing, take some time and think about your growth areas. What did you do really well last year? What did you struggle with? And think about how you can improve. Find that mentor. Find someone who you trust, and get that honest feedback. And lastly, get into the rule book. I know it sounds mundane. I know it sounds really boring. Taking the time, investing in the rules right now in the casebook is only going to help you have a smoother season. It's going to help your communication with coaches, and it's just going to make you a better umpire. So thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is John. I am the vice president of the Evergreen Baseball Umpires Association out of Vancouver, Washington. That is the Vancouver by Portland, Oregon. If you're in the local area and you are interested in becoming a baseball umpire, don't be afraid to reach out. Send me a message. I would love to connect with you about the next steps to become a great baseball umpire as we start our season here in less than 2 months. All right, y'all, take good care, and I will talk to you next week.